This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The man charged with killing 8 people in a series of shootings at massage parlors in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia is set to be arraigned later today. Prosecutors are charging 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long of Georgia with 8 counts of murder and 1 count of aggravated assault. He was arrested after the Atlanta area shootings late Tuesday. Police said Wednesday they did not yet have a motive for these shootings, in which 6 of those killed were women of Asian descent. Authorities say when Long was taken into custody, he told police the attacks were not racially motivated and that he had issues with sex addiction. A crime wave of fear in the Asian American community was created earlier by the community that was reeling from the coronavirus pandemic a year ago. That virus is believed to have first started in China. U.S. Secret Service officers arrested a Texas man near the official residence of Vice President Kamala Harris in Washington Wednesday and charged him with weapons-related offenses. Local media reports say the vice president was not at the residence at the time of the man's arrest. Washington Metropolitan Police Department said the arrest was sparked by an intelligence bulletin that originated from Texas. The department did not elaborate on the bulletin's content. Police said a rifle and ammunition were recovered from the man's vehicle. As always, for more news and details, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. For more news by remote, this is VOA News. Tanzanians are observing 14 days of national mourning in honor of President John Magufuli, a prominent COVID-19 skeptic in Africa, who died at age 61. His vice president said Wednesday that Magufuli died of heart failure. Magufuli had not been seen in public since the end of February, and top government officials had denied that he was in ill health, even as rumors swirled online that he was sick and possibly incapacitated from illness. According to Tanzania's constitution, Vice President Hassan will be sworn in as the new president and should serve the remainder of Magufuli's 5-year term, which he began last year. 9 Afghan security force members were killed in a helicopter crash in central Afghanistan late Wednesday. The defense ministry said in a statement they were investigating the crash, which took place in Maidan Wardak province, and the dead included crew members and special force personnel. An Air Force source and a provincial official told Reuters that the helicopter was hit by a rocket while taking off. A top North Korean diplomat acknowledged on Thursday that the United States recently tried to initiate contact but blasted the attempts as a cheap trick that would never be answered until Washington dropped hostile policies. The diplomat said in a statement that the attempts at contact were made by sending emails, telephone messages via various routes, including by a third country. The first formal rejection of tentative approaches by the new administration came as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was visiting South Korea alongside Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in a first overseas trip by top-level members of Biden's administration. White House said earlier this month it had reached out to North Korea but received no response and did not elaborate. The World Health Organization issued a statement Wednesday saying it believes the benefits of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine outweigh its risk and recommends that vaccinations continue. The agency noted that several European Union countries have temporarily suspended use of the AstraZeneca vaccine after reports of blood clots in some people who received it. The WHO statement said any vaccination against COVID-19 will not reduce illness or deaths from other causes. As always, for more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.
Oh yeah, mama, mama, mama. voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to your doors again today, in your living rooms, wherever you are, in the taxi cab. So stay close, because today I'm going to take your minds back. And our first stop today is Democratic Republic of Congo, with the most popular Mario by Dr. Franco and the TPOK Jazz. And right after that, oh, my favorite tune, Lunchtime by Gabriel Omolo of Kenya. But first, let's enjoy this all-time classic, Mario by Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, Mario, luka ta mwasi yo moko bala. Mario mosalo be bolinga ba mama mobokoli. Basuka yo te. Ah.
Lelo makambo lobi makambo na lembi e. Lelo bitumba lobi kosona e na baye.
Si bazena mbongo yo kandenge azaliko kabayo na mitema ya basi pe na mibali yo moto zena ba diplôme mitano Mario sala quand même fort luka mosala Mario pona nini oza ko bibi saka usambu za kombo no bo Mario ah alembi
ba protinga na pakolaka zote koma sembe sembe oko petenga na zoka lobina swa maladie ya cancer. Lobi tango na kopola yo, kimi na ye. Mario na ba ye. Mario na lembi ye.
La familia Mario bakani saka. Mario ape saka nga mosoro. Nzo kanga moto na la tisaka. E na le isaka, e na la lisaka. Mario na lembi. Sí, Mario. Mario Mosala Kupete Langa Bana Di Koko Banango Ya Iyo Olingo Beba Mama Mobokoli
African beats whale. Let's take some messages from our Facebook friends. And this one says, hello, David Vandy. My name is Idris Adam, BSC in brackets, from Bujode, Nigeria. And I'm a regular listener of the African Beat Show. I love you and your show, David. And please play some beautiful music for me. And I'll so much appreciate it. Idris Adamu from Bujode. Well, let's enjoy the good music now from the old school days. Gabriel Omolo of Kenya and Mario by the great Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here today bringing you old school, the African beat way.
The voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. The old school African beat continues. This time to Sierra Leone, Gumbu by Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings. And after that, I Don't Care by Eric Agyeman of Ghana. But first, Gumbu with the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone.
Thank you.
I Don't Care, Eric Aguirre, Man of Ghana. And before that, Ngombu with Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat. Are you just joining me right now? Then it's a pleasant welcome to the show that brings happiness into your homes. Smiles on your faces wherever you are. Put on your dancing shoes and get ready to slide. Because more music, old-time music, will be coming for you right after this. I'll be right back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Here is an email now which comes from Mogadishu in Somalia. And the sender is Abdi Nasir Ali. And he says, "Hi, David Vandy. How are you?" "Well, I'm fine." "I'm sure you're fine." "I really love this super show of yours, for it is a very nice show. Everybody loves it. You are really the president of the African Beat, and we are the followers of your order. I really love listening to this super show. Sometimes when I am busy, I miss the chance of listening. I regret it. And listen again from the MP3 in the page of VOA. David, you have really done a super job for us. Africans are proud of you, and we wish you well every time, any day. Thanks so much, Abdi Nasir Ali of Mogadishu, Somalia." Thank you very much for that beautifully worded letter there, Abdi Nasir. Well, I hope I continue to keep you satisfied with more music as we move along. Don't forget, today is old school, the African Beat way. And right now, I take you to Mali with Naini Jabate in Dinkole. And after that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie, Africa's reggae king from Cote d'Ivoire. And Beetle by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. But first, Dinkole with Naini Jabate of Mali. And here's another email from Bolanle Ojo, and he writes, "Hello, David, from the United Arab Emirates. Wow, do you listen to me right over there? Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. You are doing a great job. Well done. I just finished watching you on CNN. It would be a great pleasure to be on your show someday. I am a Nigerian. I do traditional gospel, African music, poetry, and chants. And I know I'll be on the African beat someday." Definitely, Bolanle, you will be on the African beat when the album is out. Let me get a copy of it. You can also send it as an MP3 copy to my email and also your bio. Then we can start talking about it and playing your music on the show. Thank you so much for writing to the African beat from the United Arab Emirates. We appreciate your effort. Now let's get on with some music. This is the African beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Van Lee.
Yeah.
Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. Before that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie of Cote d'Ivoire. And Dinkole by Naini Diabaté of Mali. The African Beat on the Voice of America. With yours truly, David Vandy, right here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. And I come to your door Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And let's continue with some more music. Nigeria is the one next stop. Onyeka Onwenu. Oh, how I love this lady. Hallelujah is the track. And right after that, I take you to South Africa with the Dark City Sisters in Tomati Yo-Yo. But first, Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. By the Dark City Sisters of South Africa, and Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am sure you've enjoyed taking your minds back a little bit. I know you love this one, Edison Uru of Nigeria. And to you, Isaac Sowa in Freetown, Sierra Leone, Jowanda, my friend and your family, and not forgetting all members of the African Beat fan club around the world. I am David Van Den here in Washington, saying bye-bye.